I mean to speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Well, a very, very happy Christmas again. You know, it's interesting that how the traditions are different. The Europeans, and in that I don't count the English, the Europeans celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. So there's a huge party and all the family come together. The English, and I think the Americans as well, tend to celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day. So as a result, this English vicar, even though he's been the vicar here for 15 years, does a very short homily on Christmas morning so that lunch can be prepared later on. What does being a Christian really mean to all of us? Perhaps a better way of putting it is, what does spirituality mean to all of us? It's very interesting, when I talk to the young, particularly the young French, because I'm also in the hotel business here, and I ask them, I talk to them about religion, and the lights go off. They're simply not interested. That word, religion, even though the word religio means reconnect and connect to the spirit, it conjures up for people something which is controlling, something which is boring, something that is irrelevant to their everyday lives. Talk about spirituality, and the lights go back on again. You know, each and every human being, not just us, the holy huddle in church on Christmas Day, but every single human being has at their very centre their deepest soul, their spirit. And one of the most important things in our lives, it seems to me, is to embark on that spiritual journey. Because without it, we live life in black and white. We don't live life in colour. A spiritual journeying is real. It's tangible. It fills you up. Why? And I don't particularly like this description. But we all have a God-made hole right at the middle of us. Each and every one of us. And so many people are just too busy to explore how to fill that hole. But you know, once it starts to be filled, life takes on a very different dimension. The transcendent is incredibly central to who we are as human beings. The problem is that all of us, for most of our lives, are just too busy climbing the greasy pole, building a family, doing all the stuff that we have to do, which is incredibly stressful and time-consuming. But believe me, life in 3D is infinitely better, infinitely more exciting, and infinitely more interesting. And as I said last night at our carol service, you know, this year has been a year of terrible darkness. Terrible darkness. You know, we have seen stuff going on that I have certainly never seen in my lifetime. I was too young. I was born after the Second World War, believe it or not. And we have seen stuff going on with ISIS, Daesh, call them what you like, in the Middle East, which is really quite terrifying. People being beheaded, people being crucified, people being tortured, people being burnt to death. We have never seen this, certainly in my generation. There is no other word for it than rank evil. Now, what we do about it is, of course, a huge debate. And now is not the time or place to go into that. Human beings are capable of tremendous good, but also of tremendous evil. And unless the compass setting is due north for each and every one of us, we go off target. And that's the kind of thing that could happen. What is the most obscene thing of all is that this is being done so-called in the name of God. Now, this isn't in any way to say that Islam isn't the most wonderful religion. It is. The heart of Islam is Sufism. The heart of Judaism is Kabbalah. The heart of Christianity is the mystical heart, the sacred heart of Christ. The heart of Buddhism is about exploration of self, of soul, connected to the divine. I find my way to the divine through Jesus the Christ. For me, that represents the Godhead, if you like. We are the only of all of the religions that actually believe that God came to live here physically on earth. Now, another thing I find with the young is that they may or may not have been taught about the Bible at school. So often now church and state are separated, so it's more difficult. But so often they find it just incredibly difficult to believe some of the stuff in the Bible, factually. There was one wonderful comment, and I don't know if there's an archbishop or a bishop, who was asked, "Tell us, bishop, is everything in the Bible true?" He said, "Sure. Everything in the Bible is true, and some of it happened. But what is really important about Scripture, all holy writing actually, but for me as a Christian, Scripture, is that it's a quite amazing roadmap. You know, we've all had Genesis moments, starting moments. We've all had Job moments where life goes horribly wrong, and there's a real problem, and we're angry. Mostly with God and ourselves. We've all had psalm moments where we're desperate or happy or joyful, whatever it may be. Do you know, in the Psalms, there isn't an emotion you've ever had in your life that isn't in the Psalms. They weren't written just by holy people. King David, in many ways, certainly wasn't holy. They're the most wonderful resource for any kind of situation that you're in, the Psalms. We've all had prophetic moments where we see something which is different. And we've all had little crucifixions in our life, some not so little. And we've all had resurrections in our life, new birth. What we celebrate on Christmas Day is the opportunity for that light, for the light of Christ, the sacred heart of the divine, which is a word I prefer to God, the sacred heart of the divine to be born again in our hearts. How? Only by the Holy Spirit. And to let the Holy Spirit come and fill us, all one needs to do is to ask and say, "Come, Holy Spirit. Can't do life on my own. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill me up. And for the next year, be with me. Let me develop my relationship with you so that Christ can truly be in our hearts and in our everyday lives, not just on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, but throughout our lives. And believe me, it makes a huge difference." That's what we're celebrating here today. So a very happy Christmas to you all, and that's what I pray will touch your hearts during the coming year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.